Cattle futures continued to rebound on Monday. Rains from Hurricane Laura helped pasture conditions hold their own. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 9th of September. The 5-area direct weighted average steer price was $103.12 a hundredweight on a live basis last week, which was $1.97 less than the prior week. The weighted average dress price of $163.07 was $3.46 lower. Cattle futures extended gains, though, with apparent correction from recently oversold conditions. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.14 higher across a range of 75 cents to $1.65 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 96 cents higher across a range of 60 cents to 135 higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $1.03 lower Tuesday afternoon at $224.82 a hundredweight. Select was 84 cents lower at $208.46. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Tuesday with continued correction and readjustment in big tech stocks. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME were also $2.72 to $3.01 lower through the front six contracts, with the front month closing at the lowest level since the first part of June. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 632 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 95 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 465 points. According to the weekly U.S. Drought Monitor for September 1st, 57.46% of the continental United States was classified as abnormally dry to extreme drought. That was 27.9% more than the same time last year, but 0.2% less than the prior week with help from Hurricane Laura. Those rains also helped pasture and range conditions hold their ground week to week, according to the latest USDA Crop Progress Report for the week ending September 6th. 22% of pasture and range was rated in good or excellent condition, which was 29% less than last year. 46% was rated in poor or very poor condition, compared to 20% at the same time last year. More about those conditions momentarily. As for crops, corn and soybean condition declined a touch week to week. 61% of corn was rated as good or excellent, which was 6% more than last year. 14% was rated as poor or very poor, which was the same as last year. 65% of soybeans were rated as good or excellent, which was 10% more than last year. 10% were rated as poor or very poor, compared to 12% last year. On Monday, corn futures closed 3 cents higher through July of 21, and then mostly fractionally higher to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed 3 to 5 cents higher through March of 21, and then 1 to 2 cents higher. By the way, 5% of winter wheat was planted, which was 4% more than last year and 2% more than the average. In his weekly market comments, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, points out drought is primarily in the western half of the nation, where he says there's no doubt that the lack of pasture is creating management challenges in the worst areas, likely leading to some regional destocking and relocation of calves. However, he adds, it's not clear that drought has resulted in significant net herd liquidation so far, with beef cow slaughter up 3.3% year to date, but down fractionally for the past 4 weeks. But, Peel says, poor pasture conditions magnify the importance of hay supplies heading into the fall and winter. USDA estimated alfalfa hay production 5.9% less year over year in the August crop production report, and other hay production at 0.5% less. According to Peel, the reduction of alfalfa hay production is generally more important in the northern half of the country and affects both beef and dairy cows. Conversely, in the western region, he says, both alfalfa and other hay production are down year over year, and combined with the poor pasture conditions, suggest the biggest regional challenges in the coming months. That's your cattle current market update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 9th of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.